Hi, I'm Eric Voss, and a new Blade film starring Mahershala Ali was probably the biggest surprise to come out of Marvel's Phase 4 announcement at Comic-Con. Unfortunately for Wesley Snipes, no plans to J.K. Simmons him back into this next generation. We didn't get a ton of details. After bringing back out the cast and crew for all the Phase 4 properties coming out, Marvel head Kevin Feige confirmed future sequels to Black Panther, Captain Marvel, Guardians Volume 3, and reboots for the Fantastic Four and X-Men, you know, the stuff fans care about. But then Feige had one last little cameo for us, introducing Mahershala Ali, who simply put on a Blade hat and then a Blade logo appeared on screen. So super exciting, but it sounds like Blade will not come out in Marvel's upcoming Phase 4 lineup, but rather sometime after, maybe in Phase 5, sometime like 2022 or later. But this Blade reboot is a very big deal, and rightfully the thing many fans are most excited for and eager to know more about. So I'm gonna explain why people are so pumped for this and how this new version of Blade could fit in with the currently established Marvel Cinematic Universe. Okay, the reason most people know the name Blade is from the Wesley Snipes film series from 1998 to 2004. Really, if you think about it, Blade was the first Marvel Comics Hollywood adaptation to become a huge success. Yes, I am ignoring the 1986 Howard the Duck movie, and so should you. Blade was a game changer. Wesley Snipes and director Stephen Norrington turned a relatively minor vampire hunter from the Marvel Comics into Marvel's first mainstream movie superhero. The movie's slick action, underground mythology, and black leather aesthetic would go on to inspire the X-Men franchise and launch the careers of people like Ryan Reynolds, Avi Arad, Dark Knight trilogy co-writer David Goyer, Ron Perlman, Norman Reedus, and others. After decades of mixed success, Superman and Batman movies, some of them great, some of them real goofy, Blade made comic book movies cool. Now, yes, the third Blade movie, Blade Trinity, pretty much killed this version of the Blade movie franchise, so that nowadays we only really get little jabs at it in movies like Deadpool. You want any clothes that aren't monochromatic? Have fun at your midnight showing of Blade 2. Totally not fair, by the way. Blade 2 was a good one. As for the monochromatic clothes, it was a different time. But throughout all this, Blade has lived a very rich history in the pages of Marvel Comics, with a ton of interesting team-ups and missions that would make an excellent Mahershala Ali movie in the MCU. Now, brief history on Blade. He was born as Eric Brooks in 1929 in a London brothel. The doctor who attended his mother was a vampire who feasted on her blood while she was going into labor, and the vampire's enzymes fused with the baby mid-delivery, turning him into a dampyr, which is a term in vampire folklore for half-human, half-vampire. So Eric Brooks grew up with vampiric qualities, a prolonged lifespan, sensitivity to sunlight, the power to smell other supernatural creatures, general strength and agility, immunity from being turned himself, but no sparkles. Only Batman can do that. At a young age, he was taught vampire hunting from a mentor figure named Jamal Afari, who himself was later bitten and turned into a vampire, and Eric had to kill him. Swearing vengeance against the vampires who took his father figure and mother, he became Blade. Now, over the years, in the 70s comics, Blade sought his revenge, killing the king of vampires, Dracula, who would almost immediately resurrect, because comics, as well as vengeance against a vampire who killed his mother, named Deacon Frost, with the help of a private investigator turned vampire named Hannibal King. Now, Blade comics fell into obscurity in the 80s, but they returned in full force in the 90s. You may remember an episode of the Spider-Man animated series on Fox Kids, where Blade showed up on a motorcycle, laser sword, looking awesome. In the comics, he teamed up with Spider-Man to fight Morbius, the living vampire. By the way, this is how Blade's comic appearances would work, more or less. Anytime one of their bigger names wanted to delve into supernatural and horror, Blade would show up, like Blade appeared in the Doctor Strange comics in a similar way. Anyway, during Blade's battle with Morbius, Morbius bit him, and the enzymes reacted with Blade's unique blood to give him all the strengths of vampires, but none of the weaknesses. So now he had a resistance to crosses, garlic, and sunlight, and he would go by the nickname Daywalker. Now, the 90s saw his first solo comic series called Blade the Vampire Hunter, but it only went for 10 issues. Really, it was the Wesley Snipes movies that skyrocketed his fame. The first Blade movie ended with a possible sequel of a whole world of vampires, and then in Blade 2, Guillermo del Toro took it over and rounded out the supporting cast with a team of vampires against the Reapers. And then in Blade Trinity, Ryan Reynolds was cast as Hannibal King in a plot that involved Dracula. Again, not great. There was also a Blade Spike TV series in 2006 with rapper Sticky Fingers in the title role, went one season. Meanwhile, Blade started to appear in some awesome Marvel comics with interesting stories with Spider-Man and Wolverine. He played a role in the Civil War event, registering with S.H.I.E.L.D. At one point, he went on a mission for Dr. Doom to rescue Doom's mother from vampires back in time. Blade also joined the Mighty Avengers under Hawkeye's Ronin incarnation, hiding under alternate disguises, including Spider-Hero. So really, there are just a lot of different directions Marvel could go for a Blade MCU reboot. With a talent like two-time Oscar winner Mahershala Ali, one would think they would do a personal origin storyline, like they did with Benedict Cumberbatch and Doctor Strange. And speaking of Strange, the Sorcerer Supreme could be a very wide wise choice with which to partner Blade in the MCU future. At Comic-Con, Doctor Strange director Scott Derrickson, known for horror films like Sinister, promised the Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness coming May 2021 would embrace gothic horror and would be the MCU's first scary film. Wanda Maximoff will also apparently appear in the Multiverse of Madness, with her mystical powers and origins tied in with the mysticism and mythology of Doctor Strange, and as another hero with gothic horror origins, and as someone who has appeared alongside Doctor Strange in the Marvel Comics, Blade would be a perfect option to backdoor in the MCU with a supporting role in another film like this, the same way Spider-Man and Black Panther were introduced in Captain America Civil War before getting their own MCU films. And Spider-Man could be another option to help introduce Blade to the MCU. Remember, Morbius played such an important role in Blade's history, and we know that Sony is planning a Morbius film with Jared Leto to come out in 2020. With J.K. Simmons, J. Jonah Jameson as a Spider-Man supporting character getting an MCU cameo now, perhaps Sony would allow a Morbius and Spider-Man story to help pave the way for the coolest vampire hunter to join the Marvel Cinematic Universe. How do you think Blade should be introduced in the MCU? Comment down below with your thoughts and follow me on Instagram and Twitter at EAVoss and subscribe to New Rockstars for more breakdowns of Marvel and Comic-Con news. Thank you for joining me, and you know, hopefully the MCU finds a way to pay tribute to Wesley Snipes. The guy really is to thank for Blade being a thing in our lives. Maybe they can work in a little cameo. Just, you know, make sure to have his appearance fee income taxes withdrawn first.